The White House is calling this Made in America Week. Yesterday, President Trump spoke at a White House event showcasing a front-end loader made in Illinois and cowboy hats from Texas, among other products.
We want to build, create, and grow more products in our country using American labor, American goods, and American grit. When we purchase products made in the USA, the profits stay here, the revenue stays here, and the jobs, maybe most importantly of all, they stay right here in the USA.
Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. He's also co-host of Velshi and Rule. Ali, welcome back.
Good to talk to you. Thank you.
And we should point out right at the top, I'm sure some people are thinking this as they heard President Trump say that, that a lot of his products and his daughter Ivanka Trump's products are not made in the United States.
Yeah, and that has come to the fore in the last few days. In fact, zero of Ivanka Trump's branded products are made in the United States, something that the person who's now heading her company says they are going to look at. And a very small proportion of Trump-branded products are made in the United States. Like a lot of low-value goods, that sort of stuff is not made here because it's cheaper to make it in other places. And that's how that's been part of the problem for the last few decades in the United States.
Have they offered any explanation about it? Or are they saying it's just cheaper to make it elsewhere?
Yeah. So Sean Spicer, asked about this yesterday, said made in America is not achievable for a lot of industries because companies go elsewhere to find better prices for manufacturing. That is the point. That is a hard circle to square because Americans like very low, very low cost goods, but they want higher wages. So what you have to do is you have to end up sort of like Germany, in which you make higher value goods for higher value labor. The reason we make things in Bangladesh and Vietnam and China and Mexico and all of these other places is labor rates are much lower. So it seems that Donald Trump understands that for his own brand and for Ivanka's brands, they would just like everybody else in the country to do it differently.
Well, would Americans buy products that were made in the U.S. but cost more?
Well, if you look at the wages for the average worker roughly since about 1980, they have stagnated. So one of the things that's helped with that is while wages haven't gone up all that much, nor have costs. So, you get a better TV adjusted for inflation than you would have 20 years ago for the same money. And that's part of the deal, that people people can understand that there's been outsourcing. They don't make as much money, but at least they get to keep a handle on the cost of goods. If you have the price of goods go up and you don't have the price of wages go up, that's where the problem comes in. Now, what Donald Trump is hoping will happen is that we will make more things in America. They will be more expensive, but because there are more jobs for manufacturing, wages will go up. This has been an intractable problem for four decades, and just saying that you want it to be doesn't solve it.
And just in the few seconds we have left, have they said how they want to do any of those things?
No, there's been some implication that it's got to do with regulations that the Trump administration is going to do away with. Mm. This is not a regulatory matter. This is pure economics. We buy things that are made for lower wages in other countries.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent and co-host of Velshi and Rule. Thanks as always.
No problem.